Monday morning right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We love Mondays because the GOAT, Cameron Smith, joins us. Brandy's going to keep us up to date with the US Masters. Cameron's watching as well. We're pretty lucky. I mean, we don't want to boast, but we're pretty lucky. We've got jobs where we can sit and watch the golf all morning and get paid for it. Cameron Smith, that's probably a good note to bring you on. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers, the best legal advice in the business, but you're there up in the Gold Coast studios watching the US Masters and joining us for the next half hour.
Yes, I've been up since 5 a.m. watching the Masters, boys, so... Yeah, can't wait to see this finish. It's a tight finish, although Scotty Scheffler, he's too good, isn't he?
Rock solid.
He's just rock solid.
Morning, Cameron. Yeah, birdie by Scheffler on 13. There was a birdie on 14 by Åberg, Ludvig Åberg. And look, you'd think that he was the man, you know, that possibly was going to chase down Scotty Scheffler. Apparently, he's just put it in the drink on 15.
Mm. Ooh.
That's not good.
Now, hang on a second. I want to throw something at you. Scotty Scheffler did say, he went on record as saying, if my wife went into labour, I'm walking off the course. I'm out.
He would leave. Only,
you know, for your first. Wow. So could that... What if? Now, this is the absolute random hypothetical. Yeah. Three to play, wife goes into labour. Is he leaving the course, Cameron?
Well,
if he said he was.
Big call.
Yeah,
well, that's a big call, Vossie. Well, he's won one, hasn't he? He's won one already. What's 1-2? Seriously,
you're not going to call him a fibber, are you? Like, you're not going to say, if he said, "I would leave," well, I expect two to play in the waters break.
Two to play in the waters break. Is he off the course?
Well, that's different.
Let's get
that's
personal
different
with you,
if
Cameron.
If he's on 17,
were your three children born all through your rugby league playing career, Cameron?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, so they were born. First was born in March. Second was born in August, and the third was in May. But actually, my firstborn, our eldest daughter, she came in March, but she was due a little bit earlier in the Feb, right? And we had the World Club Challenge, so I didn't go. I stayed back home. If you can remember that, the storm. We went over to Leeds to play the Rhinos. In 2008,
what year was
this
that?
Is after 2008.
After the seven win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so stayed back home. Craig tried his best to talk me into going, but I didn't go.
Like
when he sat me down, he sounded like an obstetrician. He was an expert in childbirth. Like, he was like, mate, seriously, now listen, the first, they always go over. And I was like, mate, how do you know? Come on, mate.
See, I would have hit you with that line too. You know, the first, it's always 2 weeks late. It's always, I would have tried that with you.
Well, as it panned out, so boys went over, played the game. I stayed back. No baby. Two weeks later.
Dr. Bellamy.
Two weeks later, the baby comes.
Hey, listen, Cameron, we've got a spat between two salty old coaches last night.
Right.
Ricky Stewart and Des Hasler. I don't know whether you crossed this one. We haven't played the audio this morning, but Des had a bit to say in his press conference, and then Ricky Stewart's almost like debating. He had right a reply or found himself in a position. This is Ricky. Remember, this is winning Ricky on a roll post-game.
Des was fairly critical of the refereeing. He said talked about a lopsided penalty count, 10-1 in six against, and then reckons that the charge down was offside.
He's on another planet, mate. If he's critical of the six agains and the penalties, he's on another planet. I just said he coached well. Him and Whitey coached well. But the way they cheated when they were standing there with hand on the ball, holding over the ball, the way they cheated on the ground. If we want to go back to last year or the years we've had, no worries. We'll start wrestling and we'll start cheating up high too. The game's been going real good without that type of wrestling ruck. I feel sorry for Casey. The way they were in her face all night, I feel sorry for Casey out there tonight.
There you go.
Casey Badger, that is. Casey Badger, the referee.
Badger, yeah. That's winning Ricky. Do you think any coach has ever wanted to say, Ricky, you're from another planet previously? Like sometimes when Ricky goes off post-game?
I reckon they would have been, yeah. Oh, look, that's just stick. That's regular stick, right? He's sticking up for his footy side and his players. And
Other teams cheating?
Yeah,
I think
the word... The way in which he sort of used that word, I don't think he means like they're actually cheating in the game. I think what it means is they're trying to buy a little bit of extra time at the ruck. So, he understands you know, the way Desi works, he understands. Well, he mentioned Brett White. So when he said Whitey, that's Brett White, his former assistant coach. So he'd understand what work they'd be doing up there with their defensive stuff on the ground. So, yeah, it was entertaining.
It's always look at the draw. When do the Titans, the Raiders, can that play again? Because Dez, if Gold Coast won the next time they met, or Dez would have something loaded up. Dez will not forget a quote like that. He'll have something ready to go.
I don't reckon Dez would fire back.
You don't think so?
Ricky?
No. If they win next... You don't think so?
He just let it go. I don't think Dez is like that.
Update here on the text. BA says, my wife went into labour when I was on the 8th. I played the 9th on the way back to the clubhouse. Made it easy. Scheffler will be fine, says BA. Well, that's right. If he's coming into the clubhouse, like if he's coming down 8, well, I'm heading back to the clubhouse, so I may as well play the hole.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much the attitude? Or 16, 17, 18 are all headed back.
Well, he could
keep playing.
Scheffler could leave and almost win it still. He's up by 3. He just birdied the 14th, boys. So he's up by 3.
Wow. He's gone back-to-back birdies again. After a stumble, he is good enough. And he did it this morning earlier in the day where he went bogey-bogey and then you know, hit back with 3 birdies in a row. He's too good.
Now, before we get to the rugby league, Cameron, now I'm being influenced very heavily or being advised very heavily to go the flotation tank. You know, you work pretty hard.
Okay, yeah.
Give this a try. 45 minutes an hour in the flotation tank, the magnesium and all of that. Is that something you've done before? Is that something footy players have done for recovery?
Well, Vossi, I know a few of my former teammates have tried it. I haven't personally. I stuck to the... the tried and tested ice baths, a little bit of sauna every now and again. But no, I haven't tried the flotation. What's it all about?
Yeah, Brandy,
do you do it in the dark or something?
Float in the dark.
Do you turn the lights out, Andrew?
Are you a floater, Brandy?
Mate, Cameron just said I go back to the tried and tested ice bath. Well, I didn't need to hop in an ice bath. I'm not hopping in an ice bath. And I'm not getting in whoever's, you know, steering you down the flotation. It's bullshit. It's all rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fat.
Well, they won't be sponsoring the program, will they?
It's doing sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I'd say the latter plenty of times.
I need advice on the text line. We need to do a snap poll. The flotation, is it beneficial or is it cap? 0457 736 736. Brandy's gone a emphatic cap. Yeah. There, Cameron's old school. He says ice bath. I'm not going to be doing that. Let's get to the rugby league. Cameron, we have a situation out of the weekend. Golden Point was exciting. Golden Point draws. Did you have any drama with a Josh Alloyer on Sean Johnson penalty that led to Golden Point? Josh Alloyer has subsequently been charged, where other people have gone on the text line today saying they should apologise. They got that wrong. But there's... more than just penalty, there's judiciary charge that have followed up.
Oh, I don't think it should have been a penalty to start with. I think we've seen this rule come in over the years where, you know, we've tried to avoid defenders coming in and attacking the kicker's legs, where you see it a lot where a kicker sort of jumps in the action of kicking and a defender follows through and sort of hits him around the legs, which is, you know, quite dangerous. But I didn't really feel that Josh Alloyer had anything to answer for in that case. Like he come through with some kick pressure on Sean Johnson. So as a defender, you know, remember the way Steve Price used to get charge downs?
Yeah, he'd dive, missile, right?
Like, and he'd dive down, and he was very good at it.
If he did that now, if Steve Price did that, he'd get 3 years suspension.
100%, Brandy. And I remember actually he. He charged down a kick. I forget who it was against, and I think someone actually.
It was Joel Kane's brother,
Ricky Kane, isn't it?
Ricky Kane, he finished his career.
Yeah, there you go.
That was the end of his career,
and there was nothing done about it. So, like, look, you know, the game has moved on since then. But like Josh come through, put kick pressure on him. Like his feet didn't leave the ground, and he didn't attack his legs. Like he was just going to hit the ball. Like it was just the follow through. I had a look at one of Daly Cherry Evans' attempts at field goal in Golden Point. You could argue that there was slight contact on his leg, but because he didn't fall to the ground afterwards and sort of, you know, look like that there was some sort of injury, there was nothing done about it. It was just play on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, you guys might feel differently. But
I thought Joey Lussick
warranted a penalty.
Brandy and I thought, I know Lachlan Illies, it's tragic, the broken leg injury, but we both said, well, Joey Lussick, it wasn't like he was doing a Steve Price. He was putting pressure on a last tackle play, last seconds of the game, where the team is down by six. They have to come up with something. Yeah. So he put serious kick pressure on Lachlan Illies, and then it was leg-on-leg contact.
Yeah.
I could have... Look, I wouldn't have blown up if Lussick didn't get a ban.
Yeah. See, different circumstances for both kicks. So in the Joey Lussick one, or the Freddie Lussick one...
Freddie Lussick. Correction on that.
My initial thing was, when Lachie Elias went through with a kick, I'm thinking, why did he kick that? Like, why did he actually go through with a kick? Because Lussick was all over him. Like, Lussick was virtually on him as he kicked the ball. Anyway, then I heard the snap. But when they referred him straight to the judiciary, I thought, oh, that's a bit tough. Like, that is a bit tough. But, again, I'll go back to why I said, well, penalty blown, yes, because Sean Johnson had no choice but to kick the ball. He was going for a field goal to try and win the game. And the onus is on the defender. The onus, whether he contacts the leg or not, is on him. And I'll go back to a Good Friday game, James Graham, Adam Reynolds, or James Graham and, Adam Reynolds. James Graham was penalised, remember, for going at the legs of Adam Reynolds as he kicked the ball, a field goal. I think the onus is on the defender.
Okay, and just a correction, Tony Kane was the brother of Joel. Tony Ricky, Kane. Who had the leg broken. Yeah, just
oh, sort of that was the worst
that
injury.
On the text.
That was one of the worst sights I think I've seen on a footy field. That
snap the leg. All right, well, that's one controversial incident from the weekend. I want to throw at you the contenders and the pretenders a little bit. Not the whole lot. Don't want to go through the whole lot. But the Cowboys are a confusing team for mine.
Yeah.
You know, even in that game against the Dragons, we go back a few weeks ago, you looked at the way they were just opened up. They could have been 24 down after 30 minutes or so. Are they contenders, or are they more pretender at the moment, the Cowboys? Obviously, they can score points. But they're beating 27-20.
There's something not there. Yeah.
Cam, what is it?
Well, I think if you go back and look at the start of the year, right, they were on fire. But maybe we've just been a little bit sort of blindfolded by the results and who they played. So they played the Dolphins first up, right? And they were awful. Awful, the Dolphins. They couldn't hold on to the football. I worked on that game at Suncorp Stadium. It's the worst performance of their season so far for the Dolphins. The Cowboys smashed them. It was 40-odd to 18. And then they beat the Knights. Remember, they just got past the Knights. It took a Chad Townsend field goal up in Townsville.
Yeah, they're in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
A lot of trouble. And then also against the Dragons. I think the Dragons got out to, what was it, 16-0? Something like that.
Well, it could have been, if Raymond Fatale and Mariner holds the ball, it would have been 24-4.
That's right. So, you know, and so maybe we thought they were going a little bit better than what they actually were. And then they come up against, the Broncos. The Broncos hammered them. So they haven't really come up against, you know, some decent opposition, with all due respect to those other sides. So, there's no doubt they can score points. And they're a very good attacking footy side if they get, you know, some field position and they get some run of the football. But they're not backing it up with their defence, though, boys. They're not backing,
Let me go a little bit
backing
further.
Up their attack with their defence.
I'll go a little bit further with both of you. At the moment, on our ladder, the top six, there's the Sharks, the Storm, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Raiders. Out of those, which one have proven themselves this season? Oh, they're certainly top four. Because I don't know whether any of them have. Even the Storm, I mean, they've become the cardiac kids with the close finishes. But I'm not... this is so open, this competition. Seriously. Sharks, Storm, Cowboys, Dolphins, Panthers, Raiders. Panthers, you say, top four because of what... You know, they're three-time champions. But I don't know whether any of the other five I'd want my life on to say they're going to finish top four. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? But given... Well, you look at the Sharks and the Storm, they're the only sides that have lost one match. They've each had a bye, so again, we talk about these 2 points for byes. It gives it a little bit of a, another sort of false sense of where everyone's at, because they're sitting one and two, but they've got the 2 points on the bye. But you'd probably say they're the standouts, maybe. You've got to remember the Panthers. They They've been without Cleary now for how many games? Two or three?
Two.
So, you know, like he's, you know, like everyone around him, they're great footy players. They work hard, but he's the one that they work their entire game plan off. So when he's back, they're a different footy side. But yeah, there's really not one team that's been a standout where you say, look, that's the team to beat this year. Everyone thought the Broncos, but they've had a bit of a sketchy start to the season as well. Mm. It's all a little bit up and down at the moment.
Yeah, all of a sudden the Broncos look scared. I know Payne hasn't been there, and you put Payne in, it's a different story. But boy, without Payne and with Thomas Flegler not there this year, they look a bit skinny. Pat Carrigan has been holding that middle together.
Unbelievable.
Carrigan's consistent and outstandingly consistent. But not just getting through his work. He's such a good player.
Juan the Eagle on the text says, morning boys, finally someone with common sense. Well done, Smithy. Ali A went nowhere near SJ's legs. He also acted like his whole ankle was broken, yet 5 seconds later stands up to take the kick. Well played, SJ, but bad play, ref, says Juan the Eagle. He is on your side. Bondi Jack's always entertaining on the text. He says, Vossi, wake up. The Cowgirls have been a hoax, in capital letters, for a very long time. Says Bondi Jack.
Well,
a very long time.
I thought the Cows could make the eight this year, and I'm still thinking they can.
Yeah, they should.
They should make the eight. Sharks. I don't think I had the Sharks in my eight. Certainly had Melbourne, and I think Melbourne were in my top four. Melbourne will be there again, but I know what you mean. They've got themselves out of a hole plenty of times. Brandy blaming Lockie. I've heard it all now. You two have worked too much. You're both going cray cray, says Dunny. Crazy.
Okay.
I'm not blaming Lockie. I'm just saying he shouldn't have gone through with a kick. Like, I'm a halfback. I used to kick the ball a lot. And, you know, when someone's on top of you, you don't go through with the kick.
Darren Lockie, you feign, put a bit of footwork, bang, step, go.
You step. Yeah, anyway. But I'm not saying that it was Lockie's fault. And I'm not saying that Lussick shouldn't have been suspended. But I don't think he needed to get 4 weeks for it.
No. Cam Smith is our special guest on a Monday right here on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy. We're powered by Kubota. They've got the tractors, they've got the mowers, the Land Pride attachments. And Brandy is Santa Claus. He's given away the Kicking In voucher this morning. Brandy, how do people win a $100 Kicking In voucher? How do they get
Vossi, it's that easy. And we've got a Signet Boost Power Bank that we're going to give away too. But all you have to do is follow us on Insta. Just give us a follow. Give us a get on board.
The influencer has spoken, Greg Alexander.
Yes, you've got something to, and you had a little bit to say on it in the game between the Tigers and the Dragons, and it was about a scrum penalty and the repacking of a scrum, which is they're well within their rights. They get a choice: you take the penalty, or you can repack the scrum. Reason for repacking a scrum?
If you catch them out a second time, they get a player automatically sin-binned. That is the rule that the NRL brought in just a couple of years ago. This is pull up your socks for underworks, by the way, Cameron. Yep. Pull up your socks for underworks. Now, I'm saying Grant Atkins, it's an indirect attack on him, saying he then warns the Dragons not to break the scrum. Like, that's the reason that they've moved. That's why they're repacking the scrum, to try and catch them out. Then you have a referee giving the other team the heads up, make sure you don't go. Like, right, Cameron. That can't be right. The ref's got to shut up in that case, doesn't he, Cameron?
Well, I think it's just out of habit, Vossi. They do it at every scrum. They give the teams a warning just to stay in. And I think in that situation, he's probably thinking too, like, I do not want to put someone in the sin bin here. No. Even though they all should know the rules, like they should be aware that they've just given a penalty away. The scrum has been repacked. If someone is offside in this situation, whether it be breaking early or or leaving from the line, someone will go to the bin. I think it's just out of habit. They do it at all the scrums.
Could Ben Hunt say at the scrum base, being the captain, could he look at Grant Atkins and say, I'm going to captain's challenge that. Let's go to the video, and I'm going upstairs. Did you just tip them off?
Yeah, did you just give them a warning? I challenge you. I challenge you.
Wow.
Nice.
That's right.
That could be big. Do you have any pull-up-your-socks nominations, Cameron, from the weekend? You want to go down somewhere there, a team that needs to pull up their socks, or a moment, or a player?
I'm just going to go to the Knights, boys. Oh, I think they really missed a golden opportunity to beat the Roosters. The Roosters were very brave. It looked like they were going to get beaten by 40 points in the first 15 minutes, but they fought back and won a tough match. But the Knights, boys, come on. When you fall back, he's been battling a hip pointer injury all game, and he gets the ball with 2 minutes to go, and you're down by two. He makes a line break. Where are yous? Push up, boys. Yeah. Push up. And then they still had an opportunity when Elliott came out to his left-hand side. He actually got the ball free and looked like he wanted to pop it up. There wasn't a Knights play within 15 metres, fellas.
There was. And then last tackle, it's Jaden Brayley kicking it dummy half.
No.
Your playmakers are three passes away from the ruck. Your halves are three passes away from the ruck.
Come on, boys. Unbelievable. You got to be there in those situations.
Like KP,
good shout.
You should know. Here's a chance breaking a line at any stage.
Underworks.
My pull up your socks for Underworks is the rest of the field at the Masters. Pull up your socks. Scotty Scheffler's leading by three. Seriously.
They're going to have to do it pretty quickly, Brandy.
I don't think they can do it, Kevin. That's what I mean. They're gone.
Andrew says on the text, the two teams on 7 points have been close to the best this season. I don't disagree with that. The Warriors and Manly, they're on seven. They're behind the top six sides. I don't disagree with it. They've been certainly as good as any of the teams ahead of them. Would you agree with that, Manly and the Warriors, on their best form this year? Manly had that shocker against the Dragons a few weeks ago, but apart from that, pretty good.
Yeah, they've been
the Warriors
pretty rock
in
solid.
Every game.
Yeah, pretty rock solid. What a game that was too, going into Golden Point and obviously a draw. But look, I've been a fan of the way both sides have played this year. Really huge fan. Of course, you know, Manly had that shocker against, it was the Dragons, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Dragons game.
Yeah, they, horrible. Absolute shocker. Putrid. You know, it's the worst they've played in 5 years, but... I reckon they'll be there. They keep playing the way they're playing. They keep their sort of best sort of 18, 19 players fit. They'll be thereabouts, boys.
Now, Cameron, we'll send you on your way. You got a big rap from one that won the Eagle. Now, Azza DY's come back. He's from DY, so he's in the Northern Beach. He says, what world is Smithy living in? He thinks the LAI charge down wasn't even a penalty, but he did take Johnson's legs on the follow-through, which means it is a penalty. Come on, Smithy, says Azza from DY. So there's two totally opposite opinions. So pat on the back and then a little kick in the balls.
Yes.
Cameron,
Thank you.
A great week. You're on the captain's run with Denon midweek here on SEN.
Catch you next Monday, boys.
See you, Smithy.
Good on you. Cameron Smith right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, powered by Kubota. The tractors, the mowers, and the land pride attachments, they are the experts.